prorations, casualty loss, default, and mediation of contract. Paragraph 13. Proration. Proration is the process of dividing ongoing expenses between the buyer and the seller at closing. Prorations are generally calculated through the day of closing for taxes, maintenance fees, and rents, if any, that the seller pays for on the closing day. Tax prorations may be calculated to consider any change in exemptions that will affect the current year's taxes. Paragraph 14. Casualty loss. A fire or other casualty loss does not release the buyer or seller from the contract. Seller has until closing to bring the property back to its prior condition. Buyer can accept the property in its damaged condition, with the seller assigning insurance proceeds to the buyer, if such action is permitted by seller's insurance carrier. Buyer can terminate the contract and receive an earnest money refund if the property cannot be repaired in the allotted time. Seller bears the risk of casualty loss up to the moment of closing. Paragraph 15. Default. Once all the terms of an offer have been agreed to and signed by the parties, and acceptance has been communicated to the offering party, we have a contract that binds the parties. Upon signing by all parties, the contract is known as an executory contract from the effective date of the contract through the date of closing. An executory contract is a contract that is binding on the parties, with one or more of the parties having contractual duties that have not yet been performed. The effective date is the date that the last party communicated acceptance after signing the contract. All oral negotiations are voluntary and do not become binding until committed to writing. From the effective date to closing, a contract is an executory contract. Both the seller and the buyer have duties that they must perform during this period. For example, the seller must allow the buyer access to the property for inspections. The buyer must make reasonable efforts to obtain financing and appear on the closing date ready to pay and close. When the sale is closed, we say the contract has been fully executed. When a party to a contract fails to perform under the contract, they are in default. Failure to perform is also commonly referred to as a breach of contract. When a party is in default or breach, the other party is known as the injured party. In responding to the default, the injured party has a number of options available to them. The options vary depending on if it is the buyer or the seller who is in default. Buyer default. In the event of default by the buyer, the seller has several options, which include liquidated damages. Seller can accept buyer's earnest money as liquidated damages, which releases both parties from any further obligation under the contract. Damages that may be determined by a reading of the contract are generally known as liquidated damages. Monetary damages. In addition to specific performance, the injured party may seek such other relief as may be provided by law, which would be an award of monetary damages by the court. Because the court awards monetary damages, one never knows what they will be until the court rules. Specific performance. When pursuing specific performance, the injured party files a court action seeking an order of the court directing the defaulting party to perform according to the terms of the contract. Specific performance is the only remedy that would result in the full execution closing of the transaction. Seller default. In the event of default by seller, buyer becomes the injured party. Buyer has the following options: refund of earnest money. Buyer's acceptance of an earnest money refund terminates the contract, releasing both parties from any further obligation under the contract. Because this is a refund of buyer's earnest money, this cannot be considered liquidated damages. Monetary damages, see above. Specific performance, see above. Paragraph 16. Mediation. Buyer and seller agree to mediate in the event that the parties have a dispute that cannot be settled through informal discussion. The cost of mediation is shared equally between buyer and seller. Mediation does not in any way imply a waiver of the right to file a suit if a party is unhappy with the results of mediation. Paragraph 17. Attorney's fees. Attorney's fees and all costs of such proceedings are recovered by a party who prevails in any legal proceeding related to this contract. This includes buyer, seller, listing broker, other broker, or escrow agent. Escrow. Paragraph 18A. Escrow. The escrow agent is not a party to the contract and has no liability for the performance of either party. In Texas, a title company usually performs two primary functions: escrow services and title insurance. Escrow services are performed when something of value, such as a deed, money, or written instrument, is put into the custody of a third person to be retained until the occurrence of a contingency or performance of a contract. In Texas, the title company is often the escrow agent, the trusted third party that will receive and hold a deed signed by the seller. They will also have the buyer's earnest money and loan funds released to them by the lender. The escrow agent may wait for a buyer's check to clear before delivering the funds to the seller. Paragraph 18. B. Expenses. Earnest money is applied first to the cash down payment and then to buyer's expenses. Any excess is refunded to buyer. If closing fails to occur, the escrow agent will require a signed release of liability from all parties before releasing the earnest money. The title company has the right to deduct from the earnest money the amount of authorized expenses incurred on behalf of the party entitled to the earnest money. Paragraph 18.C. Demand. Either party or the escrow agent may send a release of earnest money to each party. If either party fails to execute a release of earnest money, either party may make a written demand for the earnest money. If the escrow agent does not receive a written objection to the demand within 15 days, the escrow agent is authorized to release the earnest money to the party making the demand minus allowable deductions for expenses. Paragraph 18. D. Damages. If a party wrongfully refuses or wrongfully fails to sign a release, the party entitled to the earnest money is entitled to damages and earnest money, plus attorney fees and court costs. Paragraph 18.E. Notices. Notices are effective when sent to the addresses in paragraph 21.